You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
Primary consultant is myself because I have a very good brain and I've said a lot of things.
When you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
I like China. You can win against China if you're smart. So don't tell me about China. I know China. China! I beat the people from China. What the hell is going on?
It's time for State of the States.
I don't know, where to begin.
This week in State of the States, presidential candidate Donald Trump joins a live stream on the streaming app with internet personality Aidan Ross. Ross is known for his sometimes controversial videos on live streaming apps Twitch and Kick. Ross ends the live stream by gifting Trump a Rolex and Tesla Cybertruck. So why are these popular streamers cozying up to the Trump campaign? Another celebrity streamer, Kai Cenat, has also claimed the Harris campaign reached out to him for the pair to do a live stream together. Amongst this, the FBI have launched an investigation into what seems to be a hack into the Trump campaign's computer systems. The campaign is blaming Iran-backed hackers, but this has not been confirmed. I speak to Andre from the Yale Daily News on the candidates joining live streams and the alleged Trump campaign hack. What was discussed on the live stream between Donald Trump and Aidan Ross?
Well, overall, Trump was really trying to appeal to younger audiences and first-time voters. He had some interesting perspectives, even alluding towards complimenting a longtime political rival, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, saying she's, quote, a good spark, unquote. He also gave his own takes on Elon Musk, Joe Rogan, Snoop Dogg, and Chinese President Xi Jinping, and Ye, formerly known as Kanye West. He also tried very hard during the podcast to relate to the issues fueling this campaign, very central issues which have been very controversial, but also have roused up his supporters. Immigration, the economy, education, this culture war between left and right-wing politics, and overseas diplomacy regarding the conflict in Ukraine and the Middle East as well. More into the development since the live stream, he was gifted a Rolex and a Tesla Cybertruck by Aidan Ross at the end of the live stream, which has since gotten his campaign into a little bit of hot water, particularly with governmental oversight. Trump's campaign officials have had to come out and say that they would seek guidance from the Federal Election Commission on the matter to see whether it breaks any rules around gifts and campaign donations.
Why are these controversial streamers buddying up to Trump with expensive gifts?
It seems interesting, but also pretty on brand for streamers like Aidan Ross and Logan Paul, and even Elon Musk to some degree as well. I mean, he's also come out and done a live stream or an interview recently as well. The Harris campaign came out yesterday and said that Elon Musk and Trump are both self-obsessed rich guys who will, quote, sell out the middle class and who cannot run a live stream in 2024. So you can say there's been a lot of backlash from the other side as well. This is all happening adjunct to Kamala's campaign strategy, but they both have the same goal, and that's to engage young voters, young audiences, and potentially millions and millions of untapped voters who this may be their first election that they'll ever be voting in.
Popular streamer Kai Cenat, who, by the way, invented the slang term Riz, I just thought that was notable, claims he's been contacted by the Harris campaign to do a live stream. Is this likely?
A lot of these rumours have been fueled by American tabloids and social media. Cenat came out yesterday and said that Harris's team had come out and requested that he collaborate with the team, saying that he allegedly got calls from both Harris campaign members, both really close to the Harris campaign and third parties, as well as the Secret Service. This would all be with the intention to have a similar sit-down interview to those seen with Donald Trump and Aidan Ross and Logan Paul and Elon Musk as well. However, Cenat announced that he would not be getting involved with any political campaigns, including Kamala Harris's or any third-party political campaigns, and he didn't have the intention of using his platform to amplify the campaigns of millions of followers.
The big question seems to be, will these views on Twitch and Kick actually translate into real-world votes?
I mean, from what we've seen from both the response from the Trump Adam Ross live stream, but also the subsequent ones, and also the rumours around the Kai Cenat and Kamala Harris live stream, is that the central thing is about engaging these voters, and the Kai Cenat snub, as you could call it, has brought a lot of attention to the Harris campaign for numerous reasons, including the fact that Harris's campaign managers are trying to match Donald Trump in this sit-down type of interview that's somewhat colloquial, a bit casual, but also engaging to potentially young voters. But then also there's sentiments within the voting population, particularly minority communities, young voters, and particularly young black voters, that perhaps Harris's campaign are overstating the inherent support that these people or this part of the voting population has for Kamala Harris and her political campaign. And Kai Cenat's response to calls for Harris to sit down with him are somewhat indicative of that. So perhaps the Harris campaign, just as much as the Trump campaign, will have to work harder to win over young and minority communities.
And in other news, some of the Trump campaign's internal documents have been hacked. What do we know about this situation?
So the FBI has launched an investigation into what is seen to be a campaign hack into Donald Trump's political campaign and associated computer systems. The documents that were obtained by the hackers have so far not been extensively discussed or even revealed within the mainstream media. And Microsoft's Threat Analysis Center came out and said that the hack was a spear phishing email attack. So something that was supposed to look trustworthy that once opened infected the device that it was opened on. Both campaigns, according to the FBI, have experience these attacks and remain increasingly vigilant, but we still don't know what documents exactly were obtained from the Trump campaign computers.
The Trump campaign is blaming Iran for this attack. Are US politicians generally concerned about foreign interference this election?
Well, as you said, Trump's campaign came out shortly after Microsoft released their statement and said that the attack was carried out by Iranian hackers and was backed by the Iranian president himself. However, the FBI and Microsoft didn't say in any of their statements that it alluded to Iranian influence. However, both on the Kamala Harris side and on Trump's side, they're remaining increasingly vigilant. And this does reinforce the continued concern that there is a risk of foreign intervention within this very, very high-profile election. And one thing that we can reflect on over in previous elections is that election interference is something that's really central within the discussions both before and after these elections happen. So it'll be interesting to see how this unfolds in the coming months.
That was Andre from the Yale Daily News on the United States presidential candidates joining live streams with popular streamers and what we know about the Trump campaign files hack.
Excuse me. I'm really rich.
That was State of the States.
Bye-bye.
How stupid is this?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.